This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
I will admit you do get me fired up when you do all that stuff, but it's just not changing my mood.
You know, Confucius,
like you went all like was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Well, you know, Confucius Germans? Is one of my favorite people. Great philosopher. And he says this little thing that I use in my life.
Yeah.
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right. Message.
Did you say Confucius or confusion?
Confucius.
Does that confuse me? I do understand. I obviously know what that means.
You're going to wear New Yorker nowhere on mm-hmm. your collar, on your shirt.
Yes.
But you ain't going to walk with the swag of New York?
No, I'm going to walk with the reality of New York.
Oh.
And the reality is...
You're just like...
I will watch this series like with hope.
Oh.
I will watch it with hope, but I will not watch it...
You heard Cedric the Entertainer?
Blind faith.
You heard Cedric the Entertainer?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He says, white people hope. Black people wish. Wish somebody would be in my damn seats. So how can we use this for the Yankees?
I don't know.
I wish somebody would doubt us. I hope they sleep on us. I wish they would.
I was always just looking for a reason. That's all I'm looking for. Looking for any numbers, any stats, anything to back it up. But my eyes can't deceive me, and my eyes have told me over this year and over the last 5 years that when you talk about a team that just owns you,
it is
the Houston Astros.
So Houston,
and they got to slay the dragon now.
I'm one of the people that said,
I will tell you, no, I'm not going to go there. But I'm going to say this, though, because I am one of the people that did back Hembo when Hembo said, you got to want to beat them.
Yes.
Like, you got to want to beat the... Like, you don't want to avoid them.
And now
you don't want to have to do it. And everybody else is saying, to hell with that. I'd rather not face them.
Why you want?
So I've got to now... I've got to acknowledge that this is what I said I wanted. So you're right. I wanted this. But it doesn't mean that there's a trepidation about this series. Now, look. It goes through Houston. In fact, that's literally what Aaron Judge said last night amidst the celebration of winning the ALDS.
Past couple of years, if you're going to get to the World Series, you got to go through Houston, you know. So, you know, that's a team we got to get through. They've gotten our number past couple of years, so just about us playing our game and, you know, going out there and see what happens.
And that's it. That's all you can do. But you could feel like, you know what? If you're the Yankees, you always feel pressure because you're the Yankees. It's New York, all that stuff. But the one thing that he just said there is, we just go play our game and see what happens.
Right.
Because we're not supposed to win. Vegas is saying we're not supposed to win. They have the longest odds that they've ever had. That they have the longest odds they've had since 1976 against the Big Red Machine.
So
this shows you that no one believes they can do it. So see if you can. And if you don't, you just shrug and say, well, nobody thought we could anyway.
So it shouldn't be any high-pressure pitches.
No.
No stressful swings. Swing free, baby. Trust your eyes. Trust your gut.
Yeah.
And swing away. All the pressure's on them to get Dusty Baker his first championship. Now they're the favorites. They're the best team remaining.
Yes.
And if you put all the pressure on them by stealing one of these early games, then it's on them. Mm. And we know pressure busts pipes. It also makes diamonds. You got to see what the Astros are made out of, but also you got to see what yourself are made out of. If you don't believe me, man, why don't you believe some of the great baseball minds? You know
yes.
what I mean? Why don't you believe the great baseball mind?
I certainly will do
we
that.
We had her it's in the honeycomb cup.
But wait. It's Barton Hahn. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
No, you're not one of them. You're not one of them.
And we forgot to say it is our number three.
Oh.
And when it's our number three, Bartska.
No, see, this is what I need to do.
What? Oh, you want it? You want to?
Here's what you need to do.
What do I need to do?
Allen Hahn.
Yes.
It is Houston Astros time.
It is what?
It is Houston Astros time.
Yeah.
It's time to put up a shut up.
Yes.
And it's also the third hour. And it was the third hour, and it's the Yankees trying to slay the dragon. What hour is that, Allen Hahn?
It's the power hour.
You can't win. I want the knife. That's what I'm saying, Alan. Vibrations. Good vibrations only, Alan.
It actually felt good.
Yeah, it gives you a stress relief.
I felt like you let out some steam.
That felt good. That felt real good.
Yes.
Do you not feel confident?
I feel good now, though, doing that. No, there is something about that primal scream that kind of like gives you a little something, like the adrenaline starts to flow.
That's what they're doing in
it's
the
like,
locker room.
Wilson!
You know what? We play them 10 times. They'll probably beat us 9. But not this time. Not this year. I'm sick of hearing about the Astros and everything that they've done and all their winning and all this cheating and everything, how great they are. Sick of it.
Rudy,
their time is done.
Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
This is our time.
Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
Now go out there and take it.
Rudy, Rudy.
That's what I'm talking about. From now on, that's how you talk.
Wow.
Getting It Done brought to you by Grainger.
Oh, you got it done there, all right.
Meh.
Well, all right. If they're going to win this series, there has to be a key factor. There has to be an X factor. There has to be somebody. Because we know Garrett Cole, Aaron Judge. Like, we understand the bullpen. Those are obvious.
Giancarlo.
Let's dig a little bit deeper here and find out if there's going to be an X factor in this series. Jessica Mendoza. Who's it going to be?
Anthony Rizzo. I do think he is a huge part of that offense. I know he doesn't have the like stardom of Stanton and Judge when we see those big home runs, but Rizzo is that guy. And first of all, he's sandwiched between those two dudes. Mm-hmm. And he has, as much as he's not small himself, but he has that like choke up with two strikes, small ball mentality, pull the ball to the right side to get a run in. And we saw him do that even in game 5 to help add another RBI. And they're facing all righties. You want to talk about one weakness that Houston has? They don't got left. Lefties. They've got righties in the bullpen. They got righties on the mound. They have one left-handed starter, but there is no left-handed specialist for Anthony Rizzo. So he gets to like, here we go. Here we go. Mm-hmm. It's like Christmas for him. Mm-hmm. Righty after righty. So I feel like that part and piece of this is huge as far as for the Yankees offense.
I like that analysis right there with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger's always there to help. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Jessica Mendoza joining us earlier in the show in the Honeycomb Hideout, giving us that little slice of optimism, reason to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, just maybe, it can happen. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, of course, is the number. I want to believe. Esteban in California, should I believe?
Yes, you should. Telling you one reason. The Valley is in the World Series this year. Last year it was Dylan Lee from my hometown, Dinuba. Now it's Aaron Judge from the Valley, from Fresno State. Mm-hmm. We got that luck. It's going to be Yankees versus San Diego, and Yankees will take it home.
That's a matchup from 1998, if I'm not mistaken. Esteban believing in the Yankees and believing in the California-born and raised Aaron Judge. It's a big moment for him. Yesterday, he does get the home. It was important tack on home run, yes, but it was important to just kind of keep the pressure, and that was a home run, and it was good to see him get that one because it's been a whole lot of strikeouts. Now, he's facing a pitching staff in the Houston Astros. They know how to pitch to him. Historically, they know what to do with him. This year, if you just look at the splits, I said it earlier in the show, when Aaron Judge faced every other team in baseball, his OPS was 1 point something.
Mm-hmm.
When he faced the Astros, it was 0.6 something.
So you're telling me he's due?
It's a big difference.
So you're telling me he's due?
Or maybe he's got some film that he's been able to figure out what they're going to do with him. But still, I don't think you can look at Aaron Judge and say he's got to carry them. He's got to do this. He's got to do that. This definitely has to be a collective. It has to be. You can't make mistakes. We know that. Now, it's interesting what... The Astros have not made any changes to their roster for the ALCS. They have kind of kept it intact. No need to, of course. The Yankees have made several changes, however. First and foremost is knowing that Aaron Hicks now is out for an extended period of time because of the knee injury.
That's important to a switch hitter.
And that is true. But if you have all righties, what does it matter?
Yeah.
So he is off and they have moved Marwin Gonzalez off the roster as well. He barely played in the ALDS. DJ LeMahieu will not be available, so he's not available to you for the infield. So Oswaldo Cabrera will probably end up replacing Hicks for good as the left fielder, the rookie. And then help me out.
Peraza.
There's so many Oswald.
Oswald.
Yes.
And Oswald.
Peraza will be on the roster instead And so we'll probably see him get a lot of the infield work, which if you're Isaiah Kiner Falefa, like the end is near, don't you think? So that's, and then Frankie Montas will be on the roster. So they look to use him, and he has had some success against the Astros. So that part of it, I think, is something that they're trying to draw from, and maybe they will in this. He's 8-5 with 3.40 ERA in 15 games against Houston in 13 starts, and he's done pretty well at Minute Maid Park, 3-2 record, 3.86 in that building. So you got a guy that it's not going to be new to him. Now, what are you getting? Because here's a guy that once you traded for him, didn't really pitch well. So let's see what they have. But it's another arm that they add. So that's what's happening as far as setting up for this series. But today, a game one, I mean, less than how many hours? 24, not even? I mean, less than 20, like 20-some hours or 18 hours since you you beat the no, it'll be about 24 hours since they beat the Guardians. They'll be on the field in Houston for another game, and it's game one of a best of seven. And this is you're doing with Jameson Taillon, who's never been he's never started a game in postseason. And there's probably going to be a lot of bullpen in this game as well. The Astros have been sitting around for a couple of days.
You need Cole to be that ace that you signed for.
Mm.
Him and Cortez got to carry this series, man.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So game one, Yankees-Astros, 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN Radio. And, of course, we also have game two of Phillies-Padres-NLCS with the Phillies taking game one. That game is a 4 o'clock Eastern and also on ESPN Radio. Lots to get to, of course, with you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We do have your calls. We also have something very interesting that Aaron Rodgers had to say about one of the New York teams that he faced over the last couple of weeks. We'll tell you that in a minute. It's Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive offers a great price, round-the-clock protection when bundling home and auto. It's one of those rare times you could save money and get something great. Bundle today at Progressive.com.
Green Bay has struggled this year, and I'm starting to worry about them a little bit.
Hand off Dylan. Fumble the football, and the Jets have it.
That's the most impressive performance by the New York Jets in a decade, and it has the potential to be the beginning of something truly special.
That win in Green Bay, I'm still basking in the glory of it. Seeing Sauce Gardner with a cheese head, walking up the field. Just a special moment that you hope is one of those. When they're doing something like when you were there with Rex and you guys took that team, which had a bunch of draft picks on it, of course, and got to a conference championship game, it's like look back and say, remember that game? That's when you knew. When they went into Green Bay, when they went into Lambeau, and they did that to that guy.
The Packers of Green Bay were taking
off. That's when you knew.
The New York Jets, they kicked the pigskin to a big H. Son, I'm going to tell you this. I'll tell you this one time. If you're going to work out here, at McDowell's, stay off the dope.
Stay off the dope.
Yes.
What did Aaron Rodgers think of what he saw from those Jets? He said this on the Pat McAfee Show.
Let's make sure that these guys can handle what we're doing. It was really an alert for our players. Like, we need to lock in a little bit more and simplify things in our own mind. You know, even the most complex plays can be simplified in our mind to the simple things we have to do on that play, whether it's a certain step we got to take or body language we got to use on these plays. And we just got to be better at the details. I think that's the real thing I was trying to stress is the details have not been good enough.
Did Miami beat the
Jets?
See the level of disrespect?
Was that a compliment?
That's a backhanded compliment. Well, who knows where they're going to end up, but I mean, they're 4-2.
They used to be the Jets.
He didn't say the Giants have stunk for a decade.
No, he didn't.
Plus, had to win the losing his record over the last 10 years in any other organization.
That's that Giants team that went on that boat, and then they came up to our place, and we whooped that ass.
Yeah, he didn't say none of that.
No.
But everybody want to take those little, see what I'm saying? Those little punches, those little pokes. Mm-hmm. Now, the Giants beat the Ravens, but the Jets beat the Dolphins. And the Dolphins beat the Ravens. So what we saying, son? The disrespect.
I mean, I think he was trying to be.
Jets?
It was it was a backhanded compliment.
Do you think so?
He was like, man, the Jets, who knows what they're going to end up at? But I mean, they're 4-2 right now.
Mm. Well, how about what's going on with him and his Packers? Remember, there was some issues with how the wide receiver core is a lot different now, especially without Devontae Adams. Nothing else has changed, of course, although Nathaniel Hackett is no longer there. Maybe there's something going on with that. But still,
I'm sure Denver would give him back.
Rodgers talked about what maybe the Packers need to do to turn things around.
The league is stronger across the board. Maybe that's one way to say it. The other way to say it is the difference between winning and losing is so minutely thin. A team like the Jets, who, you know, have always been the Jets or whatever, that's kind of the moniker around them. That's not the same old Jets. You know, this is a good football team. They're very well coached. They got good players. They're 4-2 for a reason. Now, who knows what they're going to finish, but they're playing well. The Giants are 5-1 and just beat Baltimore. So, was forecast for the season as one of those teams that's going to be in the mix in the AFC, right? So, not like we're playing the bad team.
So, make it simpler.
He just said they got no football acumen. They dumb.
Yeah.
Because Lazard's been there.
Mm-hmm.
Tonyan's been there.
Mm-hmm.
And
Randall Cobb's hurt now.
But he's a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he's basically talking about two people.
Mm.
Christian Watson.
Yeah, the young guys.
And Dobbs.
And Dobbs, right.
But what about your veterans that's doing nothing?
Yeah. Well, he's making it clear.
Yeah, way to win them over.
Really got to simplify this
thing. Way to win them over. Mm. Okay. We're going to draw stick routes. they're going to be drawing their plays with the shake thing, the Etch-a-Sketch. All right, you go right here.
Right.
See that little orange thing? That's a down marker. I want you to go there, and I want you to button hook up.
Right.
But if he's behind you and it's man-to-man, keep running. So hook up or run. Two things, two options.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Justin in Jersey talking to Barton Hahn. What's up, Justin?
Aaron Rodgers is the last person to talk about body language. The guy moped up and down the field as Quentin Williams worked him up and down the field all day.
Mm.
Just got back from Green Bay with my dad. Bucket list trip. Awesome time. My question is, I hate to be this Jets fan. I do.
Uh-oh.
But Zach Wilson, trust me, I love being 4-2. It just, and Bart, I mean, your opinion, because I know you played forever, and I thank you for those great years back in the early, late 2000s. And Zach Wilson seems like a limitation for them. And I know he's only played one full season, but with the talent around him and the defense playing the way they are, is it more of the West Coast offense scheme keeping it very simple, short throws, or is he really... Can he do it? That's really the
I get what Justin's saying because
totally,
you get that feeling like is
I totally
if,
see
if he was better, could they be even better? And why is Eli more upset? Is it because Zach can't see him or can't find him? Good question, Justin.
I see it totally different.
What?
I think that he's comfortable and he's not trying to be the hero. He recognized that he has great players around him in Breece Hall.
He doesn't turn it over.
Yeah, he hasn't turned the ball over.
Yep.
And last year he was playing hero ball. Instead of taking the easy, simple play, he was trying to scramble, wait for the deep balls. He was pointing to the end zone, telling guys to run, and he was trying to show how strong his arm was. Well, where did that get us? Absolutely nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's throwing the ball, doing jet sweeps to Braxton Berrios. He's doing trap plays to Breece Hall.
Just got him rolling out, and looking right.
And that's
okay.
No different from what Danny Dimes is doing. It's no different from what Cooper Rush is doing.
Well, I mean, you draft a guy number two not to be Daniel Jones and Cooper Rush.
Yeah, but this is year two.
You're hoping to get something a little more special.
This year two in a new system.
Now, it's funny. Think of that draft right now. And I'm glad Justin asked that because let's just think of the draft right now. And let's look at the number one pick in the draft, Trevor Lawrence. How's that going right now?
Yeah. Would you rather have Trevor Lawrence right now?
He looks better, right?
Yeah, but now they're getting ass kicked.
They're not
the ball over.
Right,
he had four turnovers in
Zach was taken two. Trey Lance.
Trey Lance.
He's not even playing. And he didn't look very good when he did play. Like, there was still the concern is he ready, right? Justin Fields, how's that going?
Not good.
Now, you can't blame it all on him.
The same as.
But it's
roster.
Not like he's
worst,
playing out of his mind.
Worst roster in football, though.
Right. Okay. And then there's Mac Jones, who got hurt. And now there's a guy who was taken this year in like the fourth round who looks a little more comfortable in the offense than Mac Jones did.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yep.
So that draft right now hasn't really proven out yet. It's fair to say, isn't it?
That's true.
So when you're looking at Zach Wilson,
who were we sold on outside of Lamar Jackson? Josh Allen.
Well, if you want to go back to that draft,
Joe Burrow. I'm thinking about the quarterbacks that we knew in year two.
Oh well, but you know, like even that draft, you kind of knew Lamar. You kind of knew Josh Allen looked right. Like those looked right. Where Sam,
but they're on teams that was ready to win.
Okay, and Joe
Lamar
Burrow,
Lamar Jackson didn't go to a bad.
And Joe
team.
Burrow was 38 years old with a mortgage.
Yeah, Josh Allen didn't go to a bad team.
No. So what I'm saying is like it's fair to me to just kind of let the jury be out on
the
quarterbacks there'd be more pressure if Trey Lance was playing out of his mind, if Justin Fields looked amazing. You know, Mac Jones last year had you kind of wondering, wait, did you miss a guy or maybe not? So that I understand. But I do think that what Zach Wilson's doing, what you just said, does make sense. It's a fair question to ask. Is Zach Wilson, you know, going to be the guy? We don't know yet. But I don't want this to turn into, and I know you remember this, free Sanchez.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden it's like, you know, Brian Schottenheimer, you're not letting him throw it. You're not letting let him throw the ball. Let him, you know, do this, let him do that. And then once you started doing it, you're like, never mind.
Hand the ball off.
Get more running backs again. Ground and pound.
But it shows a lot of maturity by Zach Wilson.
It does.
To take what the defense has given him. I mean, last week he had Zaire Alexander, the best corner in the league, and he tried to get it to his young guy. But, you know, the young guy, you know, some of the passes were off,
Garrett Wilson, target.
Yeah. Some of the passes were off target. But that's Zaire Alexander, man. He does that to everybody.
I like that Zach Wilson is throwing the ball away.
Yeah.
Sounds crazy, right?
That's maturity.
But there's times where you just see there's nothing. And the clock in his head's telling him, that's it. Get rid of it. That's good. I'm okay with that. So while I am still wondering, is he the guy? I'm not telling myself this ain't it. Because you kind of know, usually you know this ain't it before you know this is the guy, right?
Yeah, when it's winning.
You could see right away that ain't it.
When it's winning time, what did he do? He went in Pittsburgh, and that's the most hostile environment.
It's a tough place to play, no doubt.
Renegade was there. They were down 10. They lost the lead after being up, putting the
and all he did was just take him right down the field and throw a beautiful touchdown.
Laser
pass.
Precision against a team that just beat Tom Brady the GOAT.
Interesting. All right. So, jury's still out, but like I said, usually you know when a guy doesn't have it before you know the guy has it. 888-SAY-ESPN. More of your calls coming up. Also, to the NBA we go, because last night the season opened, and already some smoke screens from one star in LA. We'll discuss. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
13-point lead, Golden State, 111-98, 3:15 to go.
He just walked over to Jordan Poole, who's at the scorer's table.
Curry took the pass, shoots a three as he gets hit, ends up on the deck and scores. Steph Curry, 32 points, opening night after collecting his fourth championship ring.
That's a call on ESPN Radio. Last night, the NBA season began. That's right, sports nirvana time is upon us as all four of the major team sports leagues are playing at the same time. So last night you saw the Golden State Warriors get their rings, hang another banner, ho-hum, and then just go on to beat the Lakers 123-109.
Are they playing 12 players? It's like, damn, I'm like, hold up,
they
bro.
They do like hockey line changes.
Yeah, it's like shift change.
Crazy, yeah, but that's just what you're expecting to get out of them. And, you know, they're a different story, and they're another story for another day, because they do. They're going through their, you know, generational transition period now, where they don't really need Steph Curry and Klay Thompson to be great. Although Klay, by the way, even though his minutes restrictions, Klay talked after the game with the inside the NBA guys. And he was just like, last year, I still wasn't right. Like, this year, he said, I'm fine. Good.
Because he doesn't fear injuring it again. When you've hurt yourself 2 years in a row,
yes.
Two different injuries, man, you're like, I'm not ready to open all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
But how have we come this far that you scheduled a king for homecoming? And it's like, yeah, no problem. Like, it's like, really, why would you, like, yeah, the king on ring night, emotions,
making LeBron
baby having
watch.
Fun. Making yeah, LeBron baby having watch, fun. Like, the king that. Has to sit and watch. LeBron. Anthony Davis looking all athletic for the first hour, or like 2 minutes of the game.
And then you see that one fall. Oh, my God.
Every time you fall, it's like, oh,
it's
God.
It's just a mess.
I look at Anthony.
He falls ugly.
I look at Anthony.
Right? He falls ugly.
When I look at, every time Anthony Davis fall, I think it's the same way I feel when Hicks fall. This could be it.
This
could be it.
Yeah, that's how I always felt when I played. Yeah, this is the one. This is the one. I ugly fell all the
this
time.
This is it, Elizabeth.
Right, the big one. As Barton Hahn, we know.
My kneecap going to fall off.
We all know the game isn't over till it's over. Next time, you need parts for your car. Don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts. Take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right price. It's ebaymotors.com. Say it with me, Bart. That's right.
Don't ride. This week, don't ride.
So on the other side of this game, as you mentioned, it is the Lakers. And this version of the Lakers that does include Patrick Beverley, but not much else. And oh, by the way, Russell Westbrook found his way back into the starting lineup, just like he said he would. Darwin Ham, so much for that.
That didn't take
Anthony Davis playing center, however. He didn't like that, but he still was 27 points. Only 6 rebounds and not one offensive rebound, by the way.
You 6'12". And you only got 6 rebounds.
Even Russell Westbrook had 11 rebounds. He did get one offensive rebound.
And he didn't even start.
LeBron got 5 offensive rebounds. You got 1. And then you got none. You played center, dude. You played 36 minutes. You got no offensive rebounds, and your team can't shoot. But the bigger problem is that they can't shoot threes. They were 10 for 40. 10 for 40 from three-point range.
Hey,
so,
hey,
of course.
Hey, Allen, you missed 100% of the shots you don't take.
Well, they took 40. So, LeBron was asked about the shooting issues, and he was pretty blunt about, you know, this roster makeup and what they're lacking.
I think we're getting great looks, I think, but it also could be teams giving us great looks. I mean, if you be completely honest, we're not a team that's constructed of great shooting. And that's just the truth of the matter is, it's not like, you know, we're sitting here with a lot of lasers on our team. So, you know, but that doesn't deter us from still trying to get great shots. And when we get those opportunities, you take them. But we're not sitting here with a bunch of 40-plus career three-point shooting guys.
That's true.
So why shoot them?
Well, wait, LeBron, by the way, out of the 40, who took the most?
LeBrick Brick.
He took 10.
That's lazy.
He made 3.
That's lazy.
No, it's not lazy. It's just
no. He don't have the energy, I think, to continue. You remember Michael Jordan stopped going to the basket so much? He don't have the energy.
LeBron still had 31 and 15 and 8.
He's pacing himself.
But he still had 31, 15 and 8.
Yeah, shooting threes.
By the way, Patrick Beverley was 1 for 5. We know he's not a 3-point shooter. He's right though. They don't have 3-point shooters. They just don't. They're not made up that way. Russell Westbrook was 1 for 3. We know he's not a 3-point shooter. So they've got to do something. It's clear. He's making it clear. Do something.
What can they do? It's game one.
So Woj, but it's never too early to start saying we need to shake up this roster because we ain't good enough. Woj was on Get Up this morning, and Woj was talking about something that we know was going on in the offseason, which is the Lakers trying to acquire shooting. And one of the places they tried to do it was the Indiana Pacers. Myles Turner and Buddy Hield are both available. The Pacers will be willing to move on from those contracts and those guys. The Lakers could get them, and they would package Russell Westbrook's contract, and then, of course, the Pacers just buy out Russ and move on. But the Pacers, for their troubles, what do they want? They want first-round picks, unprotected first-round picks. Wait, we're doing this favor for you. You got to do something for us. These picks are like 25 and 27 or something like that, 29. Whatever it is, they're when LeBron will be long gone. You expect anyway. He'll be long gone. So LeBron is all about, like, let's just do it. And the Laker organization has got to be like, no, because if you leave and we start to lose, we're going to need those picks. And we can't not have any protection on them.
Yeah.
But the Pacers aren't going to do this favor for you and give you two guys. Myles Turner is a big man who can shoot threes.
He can play the
and
five.
He can protect the rim. And he plays the five, which allows AD to move to the four, which is where he wants to be anyway. But also, Buddy Hield is a big guard, a big wing who can shoot threes as well. So you got two spacers that can certainly be a better fit for you. So what do? LeBron wants to do the less need, F them picks, let's go. And the Laker organization's sort of holding off right now, saying, I don't know if this is really the best thing for us. And does this make us a championship contender when you look at Golden State, Denver?
Clippers.
Like the Clippers. Do adding those two guys make you... Like, if you can promise a championship with a move like that, you do it. And I kind of agree with Rob Pelinka and company. I don't know if this makes them a championship contender, so why do it? LeBron's putting out the messaging. No, we got to do this.
What do you think? They're the seventh best team in the West?
I mean, yeah. Like, they'll be there somewhere.
So no player is going to make you jump that many spots. It's not a player out there that make you jump that many spots.
Well, it depends. It certainly depends. I mean, health and everything else, obviously. But if you just go through it, there are, I can name six teams better than them, roster.
They roster.
They have LeBron, they have AD, it's just the fit of the roster itself.
Can I go bold prediction?
Bold prediction. Golden State, Dallas. Would you say Dallas? I think Dallas probably did. Golden State, Denver.
Memphis.
The Clippers, Memphis.
Pelicans.
New Orleans, Phoenix, six. Not Utah anymore. You know?
Minnesota? Would you go Minnesota?
Minnesota?
Listen, I'm going to make my bold prediction.
What is it?
I think that the Lakers will win less games than Sacramento.
That's insane. Sacramento?
Sacramento.
I don't know about Sacramento.
Sacramento's
they don't really.
That's what I feel. I think Sacramento has a better team.
That's an interesting take. I don't know if I'm going to go all that far because it is still LeBron James. He will be chasing Kareem. I mean, he's
that's great. That's the only thing they're going to have to sell as far as they come watch LeBron catch Kareem. Because other than that, what you selling? Ain't nobody believing none of that crap. Ain't nobody believing that they a real contender. So you're trying to tell me if Anthony Davis would have stayed healthy last year, we'd have been right where we wanted to be.
The bigger issue with that team, as everybody's focused on, yes, shooting is the issue. Russ doesn't fit, yes. The bigger issue on that team is Anthony Davis. Nobody wants to talk about it. I don't know why. Nobody wants to talk about it. I don't know why. This was a guy that was supposed to be one of the best players in the league, right? He's supposed to be just a bona fide killer, right? Where he was just a couple of years ago, compared to what he is today, I don't know why no one will bring it up. That guy needs to emerge with this is my team now. I got it, LeBron. You just have to, you support me. You be there. But I've got this.
We used to say
I don't see that out of him at both ends of the floor.
We used to say, who would you take, him or Giannis?
That's what I'm saying. But I don't see this guy. I don't see it. And no one will talk about it. Why? What are they afraid of? You want to get pieces to build around LeBron to win one more championship? That's the piece might need to move.
I don't think they can get enough pieces to help LeBron out. The feel is so strong, man. Everybody's had.
I don't mean move LeBron.
No, I'm talking about Anthony Davis. What I'm saying is I don't see a move that can make them a contender.
I watched him last night, and I just saw a guy that's just a guy. Like he's super talented, but he's not like – he doesn't look like – a motivated,
more mental
superstar. And I wonder why. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We get more of your calls. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got a whole slate of games tonight, Bart Scott, including... the ESPN doubleheader, a whole slate of games as far as on the NBA side of things. Of course, we got the baseball for you.
Can I ask you who you have more faith in? The Knicks to beat the Grizzlies or the Yankees to beat the Astros?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Knicks to beat the Grizzlies. I believe they could. I think it's Grizzlies favored by four. Like, that's it.
That's just because
it's the bench that you'd be concerned with, but you know how sometimes at home opener you're a little too jacked up, a little too whatever it is. So, you know, sometimes it does favor the road teams. But we'll see. Look, I'm not crazy. I know the Grizzlies are a good team, so I'm not even trying that. But the matchups tonight are really interesting. But we get the doubleheader tonight of the Knicks and the on ESPN, the Knicks and the Grizzlies, and then the nightcap is the Luka, Mavericks, and the Suns as ESPN begins their NBA season coverage. And some people are like, why the hell do you have the Knicks and the Grizzlies? Because the game that everybody would probably prefer to have nationally is the Nets and the Pelicans. Well, really? Were you going to say the Pistons?
I'm sorry.
I mean, are you kidding me?
I got emotional.
Well, they are playing, though, the Magic. And you know what that means.
Bobo.
Who's in Detroit tonight?
I got to pick between my sons.
I almost feel like you should be in Detroit for this game.
Yeah. Jalen's probably their representative, him and Big Sean.
Mm. But, you know, you would think, like, Zion and the Pelicans and KD, Kyrie, Ben Simmons, the Nets, that should be the game, the 7:30 game,
they
right?
They created the playoffs just for Zion, and now he's actually healthy. Look like he's ready to participate.
So
now
everybody is mad off that the Knicks are playing the Grizzlies instead of this game. Understand this. Power when you make this – no, well, yeah. When you make this schedule, you're looking at availability. You're looking at, like, what can I trust? You could trust that the New York market will show up for the Knicks and John Morant will put on a show. Trust that.
Will they, though?
Well, because the Yankees are playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You probably will lose a little bit. You're right. But you didn't know that when you were making the schedule in August.
That is true.
What can you not care? You don't know if Zion, like, Zion, I don't know if he's going to play an opening night.
But you probably wouldn't.
And I don't know who the Brooklyn Nets are going to look like because when you were doing this, KD was still wanted out. Kyrie, you didn't know about, right? So that's why this is not on national TV, but it should be.
Yeah, but to let the schedule makers off the hook. I mean, the Yankees were only winning the division by 20 games in August.
Man, you didn't know what game one of the ALCS was? You had no idea what game one of the ALCS was.
They were only leading by 20 games. You're right.
Yeah, right. So we don't want a New York team?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Basketball sells, man, in this city. It don't matter. But the Knicks, you can guarantee, no matter who's on the team, their fans will watch, and they will watch tonight. We're back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Han.
Showing the pain with a finger.
One time. It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott.
Who you watching tonight, Lacto? You watching your boy Alan
Who's
Han?
Who's on your
pre-game?
Main screen? MSG, baby. We've got the pre and post around Alan the ESPN broadcast.
Alan got a new suit.
I don't have a new suit tonight.
You got your, but he got one of his best suits on for opening day.
All right, so this is my setup. I'll tell you right now.
Friday, I have a good suit, though.
Pre-game is going to be my boy Alan Han.
Thank you.
Han. Then from, you know, for 3 hours, it's going to be the Yankee game.
Hold on, you're not going to...
And then I'll have on the phone, I'll have Alan Han for the post game.
Yeah.
But you're not going to watch any of the Knicks play?
MSG Go app.
You need to know if Alan's going to be pissed off or is he going to be a good Alan.
It's the first game of the season, man. I'm not going to be anything. I'll be all right. I'll be like, it is what it is. So here we are. Here we go. Off and running. Got a point guard finally, Jalen Brunson.
Already we're in last place.
Jalen Brunson?
We're in last place already.
Don't do that. Hey, no, tie for last with the Sixers. Take that.
Oh, another
I'm a little worried about the Sixers, man. I didn't love what I saw there.
It didn't James look
Harden
close.
James Harden looks great, but I need you to be a playmaker.
You're not getting there and facilitating.
Tim Legler was saying, and I love what Leg said. He's like, you know what? Harden has to kind of back off as a scorer and let Maxey kind of emerge as a number two scorer. He's so good.
Same thing that Kyrie said to him. He needed to let Maxey handle the rock and facilitate it. He'd catch and shoot.
Well, just he doesn't need to shoot all the damn time.
And I think he dominates the ball.
Harden
man.
Got a little caught up in the whole Celtic thing last night and the crowd because he was really playing to the crowd a lot too. But I'm not worried about the Sixers. I think they'll figure it out.
I saw his outfit on, looking like
he had slippers on and the pajamas.
But it was the whole mohair outfit, looking like what's the Dr. Seuss thing?
There's a million Dr. Seuss things.
With Jim Carrey, the movie. All right, leave me out there by myself again.
Dr. Seuss.
What?
Man, it's a Dr. Seuss thing, man. The Grinch.
Oh, the Grinch.
Oh. Yeah, come on, son.
Oh.
You remember he had that, like, his hair was like his shirt?
You know what? That's funny. It does look like that, actually.
Yeah, it looked like mohair.
Yeah.
And then he had the pants, and then he had slippers on.
The road to the World Series goes through Houston. It also goes through ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So again, 4 o'clock Eastern on ESPN Radio. You got Game 2 of the NLCS, the Phillies and the Padres. Then at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, Game 1 of the American League Championship Series. The Yankees, the Astros. For all the marbles, the winner of this series will go on to win their World Series. Who will it be? The hated Astros, the cheaters. or the beloved Yankees, the Bronx Bombers,
the Candy,
the team of history, the team of glory. And the last time the home run king resided in the Bronx, the Yankees did win the World Series. Will history repeat itself again? That's why you listen on ESPN Radio.
Steak.
Meanwhile.
That was a good promo.
I know. I was hoping to take it right to the end, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
Still have some more time to fill. Bart, just talk. Say something funny. Ran out of gas. Yeah, I did. Just say something funny, Bart.
Fish paste, tartar sauce, SpongeBob, Squidward.
What are you watching tonight, by the way? Tomorrow we got to Nirvana. We got to talk about all four at one time tomorrow. What you watching?
I'm watching a little Pistons.
You going to watch some Pistons?
Then I'm going to watch a little Knicks, holler at my dog.
Who? The Knicks?
I'm going to chime in. I already know what's going to happen with the Yankees, so I'm just going
to... You can't win!
I'm going to
My mood tomorrow will be based on baseball or basketball.
Let's go, Yankees.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Bart and Hahn Podcast.